Now, solar cells, energy is a big problem, and solar cells have been put forward as one of the ways of solving the problem because there's an immense amount of sunlight coming down. The problem is they're very expensive and difficult to produce. Basically, this is because they've got to be made in a computer chip plant in a fab lab, and it's very difficult and expensive. So you want to maximise the amount of energy you can get out of each of these expensive solar cells. One way to do this is to concentrate the light onto the cell using relatively cheap mirrors or lenses. This means that several times more sunlight will fall onto the solar cell, so you get more power out for your money. However, the more you concentrate light using lenses or mirrors, the more accurately you have to point the whole system at the sun. This means that you need expensive and high-maintenance mechanical systems to point great big mirrors always pointing at the sun at the right direction.
So what's their solution?
Well, Michael Curry and colleagues at MIT have got a system which will concentrate light whatever direction it's coming from. They've taken a sheet of glass and covered it with a dye which absorbs light at one wavelength and re-emits it at a slightly long wavelength. This re-emitted light comes out in all sorts of random directions, and about 80% of it gets trapped within the glass using a process called total internal reflection, which is what keeps light in fibre optic fibres. Now, you could do something similar by adding some dirt to the glass, and this would scatter the light and a lot of it would get trapped in the glass. The problem is the dirt would then re-scatter this light back out again, and so overall you wouldn't actually get any concentration. What they've done is pick their dye so it will absorb light coming in, but it won't interact at all with the light which it's re-emitted. This means that the light keeps coming in and it gets really concentrated within this glass. You then get your solar cells, put it around the edge of the glass, and they'll generate about 10 times
more electricity. Oh, right, so the light travels inside the actual glass to the frame,
yep.
Gets sort of picked up and converted into electrical energy there, and then carried away to power things.
Yeah, that's right.
How efficient is this? How much energy could you produce?
Overall, it's about 7% efficient, which is about the same as cheap solar cells. But that means that you could probably produce sort of tens of kilowatts from a skyscraper if you made all the windows out of it, because not all the light's going to be picked up by this. And so you could just conceivably just turn all your windows on the south side of your skyscraper into these solar cells. And it would probably be quite dark inside, but you could probably optimise it so they don't maybe a slightly less efficiency and you get more light through.
As long as you don't end up having to spend obviously a lot more electricity to relight the office because you've blocked all the light getting in.
Yeah, there would be an optimisation.
And then
process,
everyone who's actually in the office gets seasonal affective disorder because there's no sunlight coming and they all feel miserable, and then your productivity goes down. Then you have to spend even more money, and it could be even worse for the environment in the long run.
But even if you didn't put it in office, it would be a cheap way of making solar cells.